The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
We had an Idaho Matters listener contact us asking us why gas prices are so high in Idaho right now. According to AAA, gas prices here in Idaho are among the highest in the country, averaging $3.12 a gallon. The national average is sitting at about $2.85 a gallon. And there is some disparity here in our state, depending upon where you're filling up your gas tank. Up in North Idaho, folks are paying closer to the national average, while here in Southern Idaho, we're paying about 50 cents more per gallon. So why the high price and why the big gap in prices? Joining me in studio to talk about this is Brett DeLange, head of the Idaho Attorney General's Office Consumer Protection Division, and Matthew Condi with the AAA of Idaho. So thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm sure you've been asked this question many times before, so I'm going to ask it again. Why are gas prices so high right now? Matthew, can I start with you?
Absolutely. So what you're seeing right now is a situation of incredibly high demand nationwide, not just here. You look on the eastern seaboard, even in the Gulf Coast states, there's a significant demand, and in fact, a record demand in April of this year. So we had 9.85 million barrels of gasoline being sold a day for a good stretch of April, which is very, very telling because, of course, there's no major holiday tied to
right.
April that I'm aware of.
Spring break for some people, I guess.
Yeah, maybe some residual on the early end, but this was really mid-month even, and we saw a situation that was really unprecedented. That coupled with our projections on travel over the last few years, we saw year-over-year growth for every major holiday in our travel projections. We saw lower unemployment. We saw increased disposable income, more people saying they were willing to travel through debt if necessary. And it creates a situation where more people are demanding that available supply.
But what about the supply? Even though we have high demand, we have less supply?
Right now we do. In the Rockies region, we're looking at 7.2 million barrels of gasoline on the ground today. That's 600,000 less than last year.
But so, more people wanting gas than last
exactly.
year.
Exactly. So Rockies region has seen extraordinary population growth over the last few years as well. So those things all coming together, the supply is fairly stagnant. We have a predictable rate that we're getting each day, each year. And the demand is increasing on the other end, which is applying that upward pressure.
And Brett, I'd like to bring you into the conversation since you head the Consumer Protection Division for the Idaho Attorney General's Office. From a legal standpoint, how does all of this play into it? And what I mean by that is, you know, gas prices fluctuate, but there are some laws around this. It's not just some random thing where one day we're going to set gas prices super high.
Well, there are laws. First of all, it's probably important to understand what there are no laws against high prices.
Okay.
No one likes them. And we're not saying hooray that prices are high. But Idaho doesn't prohibit high prices. In fact, we don't even prohibit price gouging if you depending on how you define the term, except for some limited circumstances. The only thing Idaho law prohibits is price fixing. And that's when two competitors upfront agree that they're gonna fix their price at a certain level. And that's pretty limited circumstances. And high prices in and of themselves, that's not evidence of price fixing. Even the same price. Let's say you and I have gas stations on Kitty Corner, and I'm at $3 a gallon, and I see you raise your price to $3.05 a gallon.
So you raise yours.
So I raise mine to $3.05. Law doesn't prohibit that. What it does prohibit is me calling you up and saying, you know, why don't we both raise our price to $3.05? We'd both make some more money. What do you think? And you go, great, Brad, let's do it.
And then I call you and say, hey, there was some price fixing going on.
That's price fixing.
Okay.
But so it's limited. You know, we've tracked in the Attorney General's office, we've tracked gas prices for a decade plus. And historically, we're almost always in the top 10 in high prices in Idaho. Mm-hmm. It's also historically, you know, we chart it out. Springtime, prices go up and they stay fairly robust in the summer. And they start to decline in the fall. Right now, crude oil is making up 75% of the cost of a gallon of gas in Idaho. And so, you know, and crude oil set globally the price. So 75% of everything you're paying for that gallon of gas, that's the crude. That's based on the crude oil price. The other 25% is the margins, the profit margins of the refiners and the retailers, the taxes, and all that. It makes up the rest. So
there's nothing you can do because of that 75%. The wiggle room is in that 25%.
Correct. Sometimes you'll see margins at the retail level that are high. Generally, mm-hmm. that's in the fall when the crude prices start to fall. But sometimes the retailers hang on to the higher price and the margins increase. Right now, margins at the retail level are very tight because crude has jumped dramatically just in the last 6 weeks, and the wholesale price as well.
And so then we see it in our pocketbook.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Brett DeLange, head of the Idaho Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division, and Matthew Condi, Public and Government Affairs Director with AAA Idaho. We are talking about high gas prices. Now, I do want to give some perspective to this. I happen to know for a fact that gas prices 10 years ago today were actually much higher than $3.12 a gallon, at least here in southern Idaho. The reason why I know this is that I had a baby 10 years ago today out at St. Luke's Meridian. And so if you know where that Chevron station is, right on Eagle Road across from St. Luke's Meridian, my husband, as I was in labor, took a picture of the price of gas. Because he said, I guarantee you in 10 years, we will not be paying this amount. In fact, it will be less. And that picture from 10 years ago today, on May 10th, 2008, a gallon of regular unleaded was $3.65 a gallon. So why, as we saw, and 10 years ago, those prices were going up and up and up. Matthew, why have they dropped? And even though $3.12 is high, we've seen much higher. So what's gone on in the last decade?
Well, what we've seen is more efficient extraction of oil domestically. We had a situation where, in a lot of ways, the United States was more at the mercy of its global partners than ever before. And now, as they've gotten more and more efficient, if you even look back to the last few years where gasoline prices were up in the 380s or so, it was a situation where, ultimately, the refiners and the local petroleum companies wanted to do something to not be at the mercy of the global market anymore and not be simply reactionary to everything that OPEC decided to do to us. So we are actually producing a record amount of oil domestically. It's 10.6 million barrels per day of domestic crude oil. And one of the other things that's very interesting about that, though, is that we are becoming more and more a supplier to the world and not just a consumer. So we have a situation where we're supplying a lot more of the need in Mexico, Venezuela, South America, where some of those refineries operate at maybe 50% efficiency, and ours operate at much higher, 80, 90%. We have a light, sweet crude, which is relatively free of sulfurs and other things that are harder to refine out. The interesting part is our Gulf Coast refineries are generally designed to handle a little bit heavier product than what we find domestically. So a lot of this product is being shipped out to other places where they can process it relatively faster, and it's cheaper for them in Venezuela, in Mexico, in other parts of South America to import our product than to try to produce it on their own. And so as the Gulf Coast becomes increasingly a supplier to the world, it creates another market. And when you have multiple markets, then you have a bidding war, and then you have competition.
And that's where we're at.
Exactly.
And so, Brett, when we look at the last decade then, we saw gas prices incredibly high 10 years ago. Then they got pretty low. Now they're kind of coming back up again. Is that just a typical trend in Idaho, or is there something going on?
Typically, it's a trend. It's a repeatable sort of trend. It's an asymmetrical sort of curve. It slopes up, then slopes down in the fall. Now, there's a lot of variables that come into play. Mm-hmm. In any given time, the economy in a region or in a locality affects the demand. The supply sources, sometimes the prices are unusually high because a refinery has gone out or refineries go out. Idaho, southern Idaho, has a real challenge. We have essentially our supply comes from a pipeline, and our refineries are located down essentially most of them in Utah, and that supply line is a finite source that's mm-hmm. coming in while demand continues to increase in Idaho, southern Idaho, for those products, farmers and transportation, and that puts pressure on prices as well. So it's you know, it's pricing at the retail level is very localized. The wholesale price is regionalized. The refiners out of Salt Lake are charging, you know, a regional sort of price. But, you know, you'll see a price in Burley and you'll see a retail price in Boise. They can be different.
But, oh, absolutely. I saw that over spring break.
And it can be even though the wholesale price will be the same because it's coming out of Salt Lake. Transportation price might be a minuscule difference, but it's different because pricing at the retail level is a local phenomenon. To some degree, it's the dealer saying, "I'm going to charge what I think the market will bear," and that's the marketplace at work.
And Matthew.
And to that end, I would just say, you know, one of the reasons you look at some place like Coeur d'Alene, where it's quite a bit cheaper today than it is here in Boise, you've got the supply line coming up out of Salt Lake, traveling through several major metro markets, Salt Lake itself, and then going into the Treasure Valley. Whereas this other product is coming across from Montana through very, very remote areas and then going into Coeur d'Alene, which is also not a large area, statistically speaking, compared to the Treasure Valley. So you have a situation where they cannot demand the prices and they don't have the competition for available supply.
And I have got to wrap you up. I want to thank both of you for coming in.
This is the Idaho Matters podcast. I'm Gemma Gaudette.